politics. Dems say China firm used as rice sale proxy. Debate cites links to toxin-era exporter. The opposition says it suspects that a Thai rice exporter has used a Chinese firm as a front company in an attempt to benefit from the government's rice pledging scheme. The Democrat Party highlighted alleged irregularities in the scheme on the second day of its censure debate against Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra and her administration yesterday. A Democrat MP for Phitsanulok said GSSG Import and Export Corporation, a China-based trading firm, may have acted as a front for a Thai rice exporter. GSSG is represented in Thailand by Ratanit Sojirakun, who is an assistant to Pua Thai List MP Rapipan Pongruangrong, wife of Arisman Pongruangrong, a leader of the Red Shirt United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship. Mr. Ratanit reportedly appointed Nimon Rakdi as his representative to seek the release of 5,000 tons of broken rice from rice pledging stocks stored in a warehouse in Pichit's Bang Mun Nak district, claiming it was destined for export to China. The Democrat MP said Mr. Nimon has close connections with executives of Siam Indica Company, an associated firm of President Agri Trading Company. President Agri Trading was the country's biggest rice exporter during the Thaksin Shinawatra administration before it ran into financial trouble and faced accusations of fraud and embezzlement of over 30,000 tons of rice in 2007. Mr. Ratanit's house is very old and his bank account has little money. So why did the Chinese firm appoint him as its authorized representative, Mr. Warong said. He claimed Mr. Nimon was the same person implicated by the National Anti-Corruption Commission in alleged rice sale irregularities during Thaksin's tenure. If the Chinese firm was used as a front for the Thai company, the Thai exporter would make 3,000 baht per ton through the government's rice pledging program. Democrat MP for Yala, Prasert Pongsuwanasiri, yesterday accused the government of favoring Siam Indica in rice bidding. He cited a letter from the Thai Rice Exporters Association recently sent to the government asking why the company was allowed to export 300,000 tons of 15% white rice to Indonesia without bidding. He raised doubts over Ms. Yingluck's comments that government-to-government, or G2G, rice sales stand at 1.4 million tons, saying the customs office has documented only 649,000 tons of rice exports during this administration. The difference could be the result of a quantity of rice being recirculated two or three times, he alleged.